Money Control has been extensively covering all the news stories in the run-up to Budget 2020. We will continue to present the biggest and best stories before and after the budget with the help of top economists, experts and analysts. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com or download the app now.
Hello everyone, this is Prince Thomas and welcome to Money Control's special series of podcasts on pre-budget discussion. And today we have Mr. Dinesh Shah, who is a partner at KPMG in India. Thank you very much, Dinesh, and welcome to Money Control.
Yeah, thanks, Prince.
So today we are talking and asking Dinesh about what the corporate India and also the capital market would be looking forward to for the budget, and which is just about a week or 10 days away. So Dinesh, starting off, what is it that, given the context that we are in and the current economic environment, what would be at the top of the priority list for, let's first go with the capital market?
Yes, if you look at it, one of the key asks of the capital market for the last many years has been the abolition of the dividend distribution tax. Mm-hmm. You know, the way the corporate taxation system works in India, you have every entity earns $100 of profit, you have a 25% corporate tax that gets paid off.
That's right.
So in the last budget, the finance minister was kind enough to reduce that rate from 35-odd to 25%. So that's a steep reduction which has happened on the corporate tax rate.
Right.
However, when these profits are distributed to the shareholders, there's a further 20% dividend distribution tax, or the DDT as they call it.
That's right.
That's an additional tax which goes out in the system. Right. And when individual shareholders like us receive those dividends, about 10 lakhs, they have a further 10% tax. So effectively, that same income is taxed three times.
That's
one
right.
in the hands of corporate,
yes.
then at the time of distributing dividend, and third is when the shareholder receives it.
Oh.
And therefore, there has been an expectation as always that you should ideally reduce or abolish the dividend distribution tax.
Okay.
Let it be taxable directly in the hands of individual shareholders.
Interesting.
So I think the way the current overall economy is, that is one expectation that people are hoping that will come down very soon. So that is what.
So is it something that's prevalent in other countries?
Not many countries have dividend distribution tax. So probably India is one of those countries.
Mm-hmm.
Very few countries who have a dividend distribution tax.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, most countries have dividends which are taxable in the hands of the shareholders.
That's right.
Here we have a tax which is at the time of distribution itself. So the company pays tax.
True.
So that is one thing that people are very eagerly looking forward to.
And it could really ease some of the purse strings for the corporates.
Yes, absolutely. So what happens is, if you look at it, it significantly saves about 20% of the amount of distribution to shareholders. So that's a very chunky savings which will happen.
That's right.
It will have a twofold impact. One, corporates will be left with surplus cash, which they could use for very capital intensive investments, fresh projects, which will create more employment opportunities. So that is one thing positive which will happen.
That's right.
Secondly, they could also use this money for repaying debt to the lenders. Okay, so that also will revive the credit cycle with banks, etc. So it could be two-way benefit from a corporate perspective. As far as individual shareholders are concerned, they will have more disposable income.
That's
and therefore, that will again lead to more spend on the consumers and other part of it, which will again revive growth for the overall sector.
Interesting. And it could also have that effect on the sentiments also.
Absolutely. It will be a big booster to the capital markets for sure in the short run.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Interesting. That will be surely be something that everyone will be looking forward
yeah,
to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Moving on to the India Inc. side. So DDT surely would, like you said, would loosen some more cash for the corporates to invest in.
Yeah.
What else would they be looking for?
If you look at it from an India Inc. perspective, a little bit two key things. One, they would be expecting. One, there's a buyback distribution tax, which got introduced in the last budget for listed entities.
Nice.
So whenever a listed entity does a buyback of its shares, you've got large IT companies doing significant quantum of buybacks.
Right.
They're supposed to pay 20%, again, 20% tax on the buyback that they do. This was introduced only last budget.
Right.
That has again impacted various companies on their ability to distribute surplus cash to the shareholders.
That's right.
Again, this is something which is not there across many large economies across the world. India is probably the first one to do it.
Wow.
And also in terms of how they compute it, it's a relatively complex when they compute the 20% tax.
Nice.
So again, the thought process over there is, you know, probably you should probably at least wind down that tax for listed entities. May still continue with unlisted entities, but for large listed corporates, that's one effective way of distributing cash to the shareholders. So that is something that they should move on. Mm-hmm. The second thing from an India Inc. perspective is, if you look at it over the last 12 months, it's more into gone into more like a vicious cycle on the economy part of it, because we see that the employment growth has actually gone down. So the fresh employment has really gone down, which has given an impact on the demand, which is getting created. So that's lower employment gives rise to lower demand, which then goes to lower consumption.
Right.
And then again, it goes to lower capex cycle.
True.
And with the lower capex cycle, again, you have the lower employment getting generated. So I think that's a cycle which is going on. They would expect the government boosts a few things in terms of pushing and breaking this cycle. I think that's the key across all businesses, if you look at. So that is what they would be hoping. And that they could do by creating more surplus in the hands of shareholders. And individual taxpayers. That could be done by lowering the tax rates for individuals.
That's true.
The last budget, they got 35 to 25 for corporates. But for individuals, we have the maximum rate which goes up to 43%.
Yes.
So there is a good case for reducing something on that part of it also to revive demand.
In fact, that's a huge expectation that's built up right now, that even for individuals, there would be some relief.
Yes.
And especially on the income tax levels. Where could the change come? Would it be at the base level or looking at the...
So what happens is, if you look at the Indian tax system in terms of the number of SSCs, as they call it, or the taxpayers they call it, it's very small as compared to the population of India, and barely less than a couple of percentages.
I see.
Okay, so there's a huge case where they would not want to reduce the base exemption limit, because you know the base exemption, you cover a significant chunk of the investment. So the expectation would be to increase the slab rates, okay, in a staggered manner, probably have a 10 lakh as the first base, 20 lakhs, and then above 20 lakhs would have the MMR, which is the maximum marginal rate.
That's right.
And the another thing would be to reduce that 43% and probably get it in more line with the corporate tax rate.
That's right. I mean,
that's being fair to all.
That's being fair to
all. Because today,
exactly,
what happens is, in most of the situations, the salaried class is the most taxable one, because they just don't have any planning opportunities. For
that's
corporates,
right,
at least you have various opportunities. But for salary guys, you don't have much opportunity.
That's true. That's true. I mean, talking about us itself.
Absolutely.
So, apart from these, what else do you think that the government could do when it really presents the budget on 5th?
Correct. So, I think for government, one of the key objectives would be in terms of how do you increase the liquidity within the market. Because again, if you look at a chain reaction in terms of what has happened over the last year, year and a half, you had a large financial institution like ILNFS going to troubled times. And therefore, it was not able to pay quite a few of it. So, it had few challenges in terms of servicing its debt.
That's right.
That lent to a credibility situation for many of the NBFCs. So a sector which was, you know, prevalently quite okay for individual depositors also to put in money and for corporates to park the surplus cash, that entire NBFC sector has gone through a, you can say, a crisis situation.
That's true.
So they've not been able to raise funds even for maintaining their existing balance sheets. That has led to a chain effect on their ability to give fresh loans. And, you know, if you look at it, they were one of the largest lenders to new vehicle loans, two-wheelers, etc. That impacted the auto sector because people were not able to borrow, so therefore they were not able to do that. The auto sector had a chain impact on the auto components.
That's right.
And that led to a steel sector. So if you look at it, it's again a full chain, like we mentioned. You know, it's important in terms of how do you, you know, revive the economy, get it going. So probably the government should look at a situation where they infuse liquidity into the system. So probably, you know, having a support line for NBFCs. Yes, there will be certain toxic assets, but at least you have some good assets also.
True.
So, you know, you ring fence the good assets and at least have those maintained. So that the credit cycle should again start moving around. Once it moves, it will really help in reviving and getting the confidence back.
That's
right. Today, if you ask any person, you know, is he willing to invest more or put in more money, even an industrialist, you would be having two minds, you know, whether is this the right moment? Should I commit myself?
True. That's so uncertainty is very
absolutely
much there.
Uncertainty is there. So, and this is a good thing for the government. See, the government has been very proactive in terms of identifying situations, coming out. The FM has been very proactive, you know, in terms of sharing also stuff that they are doing.
Sure.
So this is something that they can do very, you know, rightly at this point of time.
Interesting. Now, when you talk about specific sectors, you know, few of the sectors have been in news, and like you said, there have been stress and distress.
Correct.
One is real estate, another is the financial services. Do you think the government and the FM may give some space to these sectors specifically?
Yeah, absolutely. I think real estate is something that the government really needs to look at it, because a lot of challenge which is sitting within the NBFCs is pertaining to the real estate sector also. So there are a few things that they can do. One, on the real estate side of it, for individual taxpayers, you have a deduction on interest on housing loan that gets paid, which is about 2 lakhs. Now, 2 lakhs again is a very mere small limit, you know, in terms of interest on housing loan. If you look at it in Mumbai, the price of house is significantly high. 2
That's
lakhs
right.
is too small a number. So probably they can increase that to say 5 lakhs, you know, or not have any limit, at least for a period of say 3 years or 5 years.
True.
That will have one added boost to the entire real estate part of it in terms of getting the demand on. The second thing that you could also consider is whenever a particular individual rents out a house, whatever rent he gets, you know, barring certain exemptions, 30% is the deduction,
That's
70%
right.
is subject to tax.
True.
Okay. Now, whether it is possible, this 30% limit was set way back in 2002.
I see.
Now, if you can increase that limit to say 50%, probably, you know, it will again free up a lot of economy, and again the concept of buying a house and giving it out on rent. So again, that will help
yes.
grow the economy. So I think that is something that they need to do on the real estate part of it. Connecting the real estate to the infra part of it also.
Sure.
See, government will also need to spend a decent amount on large infra projects.
True.
Because if you look at it, India largely is still a rural economy.
True.
And there having the rural spend go up will really uptick. Because all your FMCG companies, etc.,
yes.
are, you know, impacted on the rural demand.
Yes.
So how do you do that? You know, you have to construct new roads, housing, irrigation, construction. So those things will create employment opportunities and also have a push on your real sectors. It will increase the demand for steel, cement, etc.
Right.
So I think that is something that the government could consider.
Interesting. And everything in the financial services is kind of connected here, because
yes.
and the fate of real estate has been connected with the financial
sector. Financial sector, absolutely. And for the financial sector, I think the key is in terms of providing liquidity to the NBFCs.
That's
you have a situation where you've got large banks sitting with lot of cash,
yeah.
okay, but they are really worried in terms of any fresh lending. You have NBFCs who have a decent asset portfolio, but they do not have the liquidity to maintain those.
True.
You probably need to marry both of them so that, you know, it survives and helps the economic growth.
Interesting. So what we're basically looking at is a couple of announcements that could really disrupt the cycle.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
Get the spending going
absolutely.
Again.
Absolutely. I think the first step in terms of lowering the corporate tax rate from 35 to 25 for corporates was done.
That's right.
We need to have a follow-up on that and then probably wait for 6 to 12 months.
That's
so it's not going to be an easy fix.
True.
But I think it's a step in the right direction. We need to build on it.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Jinesh. Thank you for being with us and sharing your views.
Yeah, pleasure.
Thank you. And there you go. We all are looking forward to February 1st and looking at what kind of tax exemptions the finance minister is going to give us. To know more and hear similar discussions on pre-budget, log on to moneycontrol.com.